Good morning, everyone. We're delighted to be able to share in this wonderful service of Thanksgiving, not only with our congregation, but with the entire Shell Point community. And we're also pleased to be able to have a number of employees who are going to share words of testimony. As you all are aware, we've been through an extraordinary ordeal in the last number of months, but we've seen the faithfulness of God exhibited throughout our community. And so we're delighted to have three people who are going to give testimonies about that who work for the Shell Point Retirement Community. Sarah Sterling is the Director of Long-Term Care here at Shell Point. Odile Fernandez is on the staff of housekeeping at the Larson Health Center. And then Jason Smith is the Senior Director of Amenities here at Shell Point. And each one of them, from their own perspective, will have an opportunity to glorify the Lord and how He has sustained us through challenging times. So, Sarah, would you begin? Yeah.
Good morning. So there's two verses that have really stuck with me over the last year and a half. The first one is Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope as an anchor for our souls, firm and secure. And the second one is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. We had moved here from Minnesota about a year and a half ago. Some things had started to change at my job that became too mentally draining to handle. It was also a year into the COVID pandemic, and new mandates were coming out. It was a very stressful time. And where we lived in Minnesota, there was the incident that happened with George Floyd that led to a lot of rioting and looting, and part of Minneapolis was on fire. And it became unsafe and unsettling. And I had lost my joy for what I was doing in my current role, so there was a lot going on in my life. And I've always been a pretty strong individual, and that verse to be strong and courageous has always kept me going. But I still had prayed for a change. My cousin and her family ended up moving to Florida, and that set off a series of things. My husband always wanted to live in Florida, and he thought it would be the perfect time to go. I did not like that idea. So I applied to a bunch of jobs, and Shell Point was one of them. But I'll tell you, I prayed that I would hear nothing, and I didn't. It was an unsettling relief. But you know God, and God always works things in His time. So I believed that there was better things in store for me. I just had to wait on God's timing. Over that next 2 months, He allowed me to do a lot of thinking. He softened my heart and allowed me to go through some personal growth. When I was finally at a place of accepting whatever God's plan was, even if that meant Florida, I got a call from Shell Point, and in a whirlwind, we moved here. So I actually started at the Arbor, and I had wanted a change from skilled nursing, as the pandemic had left me feeling pretty hollow. But let me tell you, when I was at the Arbor, I met so many wonderful, kind people. The residents were so loving and were such a delight. And the assisted living leadership was kind and loving and very authentic. And it was very different from what my previous job had been. God used my experience at the Arbor to heal my broken spirit. And I'm so grateful that He did. Then God called my heart back to skilled nursing. And eventually this opportunity at Larson opened up. And I was so thrilled to go back to skilled nursing, which I had loved for 17 years. And I love the team at Larson. They are so eager and willing to step up and bring what we do to a whole new level. And I'm so grateful that I had my time at the assisted living and now my time at Larson, because when it came time for the hurricane, the two teams came together so wonderfully and made sure that everything was prepared and stocked up for what we needed in the days ahead. And things got very difficult during the hurricane, but I'll tell you, watching people step up from all levels of the teams was so amazing. I loved the joy and strength and hope of the human spirit. Watching the team comfort other staff members who were scared and crying, or comforting residents when they were scared or anxious or not understanding what was happening. It was true servanthood, and you could really see people being the hands and feet of Jesus. If you were at the Larson shelter, you may have seen me wearing my t-shirt that had the Be Strong and Courageous Bible verse on it. I wanted that visual reminder to myself and to others, and it was a great conversation piece and led to a lot of wonderful conversations about God having us, because he does love us, and he carried us through the storm, both in the hurricane and in the storm of our daily lives. We are never alone, and there is always hope, and that's something that no one can ever take from us. We are so blessed today and every day, and there's actually a lot of research that shows practicing gratitude can rewire your brain for the better. It changes how you see and experience things, and it gives you resiliency. So this holiday season, let's be thankful for what we have, for each other, and for the beautiful work that God does in his time. I know I'm thankful for all of you and for being here at Shell Point. And I'm thankful for the spiritual lifeline that is Jesus that allows us to the very presence of God. I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
So I know that many of you, if you've spent any time over at the Larson Health Center, know Odile. She works on the first floor and is just part of the little glimmer of sunshine that you get when you walk in. Odile lives just a few minutes from Shell Point in a home in the Harlem Heights neighborhood. And Odile, you have been through a very challenging few months. You hunkered down for Hurricane Ian with your two dogs for the storm, but then things got much scarier in your home. Can you tell us what happened?
Good morning. Oh yeah, this year is very hard, and I never forgot. I'm thinking in God for my life, and he's protect. He don't know what to expect from the storm to very strong. There was so much water coming to the neighborhood. I don't know swimmer. I have a life jacket for I'm buying for Irma hurricane.
Yeah.
And I put in the jacket. And I'm very quickly be out to the house. For I don't know, I saw too many water. The water is coming to my waist, and later they coming to my shawl. And I don't know what to do. I'm very in shock, for I saw too many water coming to the house. And I take my two dogs. I have two little puppies. I take my two dogs and I take it out to the house. And I go to the neighborhood and I started to screaming. I say, help me, help me, help me, help me. And one person for the next house, they have a storehouse.
Two-story.
Yep. There for the labor. He hear me. I said, thank you, God. And he come and they say, what happened? And he come and help me. He take the two dogs. And I say, 1 minute, I'll be back. Where you doing? Where you going? I say, I need to come back to the home for taking my, I have a little backpack for my medication and my documents. And I come back to the house and I pick it up. And I pick it up, and I go to the house, to the neighborhood. That's the long day in my life. Yeah. And long night. I never forgot. And I'm feeling all the time for God next to me.
Yeah. You felt God's presence with you during that time.
Sorry. Yeah. Always. For I saw the lights, you know, the call for the lights in the water, and I'm swimming for the water. I said, thank you, God, for the not have electricity.
Yeah.
For asking you for I go to die.
Yeah.
But this is the long day and the long night, and constantly I pray to God. In my mind, I come in for the Psalm 91.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I repeat constantly, constantly. This is the unremembered from the child.
So, Odile, you get to that upper floor, and you're safe, but everything is underwater.
Yeah.
So what happens next?
Well, in the next day, I stay overnight, no close my eyes, for I'm very, all the time, shaking the window for the water, and it's not coming too much high, for I'm thinking for I go to the roof. And always I check it out, I no close my eyes, and the person next to me, the same. And my dog's very scared, you know, for the animal feeling. And I'm waiting for 10 hours. I'm be out to water and food and waiting and waiting. And thank you, God, Thursday, the next day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, one friend from the church, they coming, and his husband. He coming to rescue me in the boat.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, God.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The God descending the angel rescued me.
Yes, that's right. So, Odile, like so many that are here at Shell Point and in Southwest Florida, this Thanksgiving, it's going to feel very different. Being out of your home, staying in a different place. There are things that are sad that we're still grieving this year, but there's also some reasons that. That you have pointed to gratitude, and your hopeful spirit has been an encouragement to me. So what are some of the things that you're giving thanks to God for this Thanksgiving?
Wow, 2 minutes. This year, I remind the coming to my mind, Thessalonians 15, verses 16 to 18.
Yes.
I'm reading in Spanish, but he's reading in English.
Yep.
So, thank you. Dice, estad siempre gozosos, orar sin cesar, dad gracia en todo, porque esta es la voluntad de Dios, para con vosotros en Cristo Jesús.
And you know this well. Always be joyful, pray without ceasing, give thanks to God in every situation, for this is his will for you in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Always I'm being enjoyed to pray to God. Always. I'm praying without ceasing and give thank you to God every situation for this will for you, Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I'm grateful to my church family. We helped me to be close and material for unloss. I'm be grateful to my friends from the church, forgive me for place to stay with me, my place. Yeah,
until
be
yours
ready.
Is ready, yeah. You have a place that you can stay.
Yeah, from stay. I'm grateful to Shell Point, my family. Always, let me tell for this year in the spring, I have an offer for more. Pay, and I'm thinking, wow, it's more pay. I go out to Shell Point, but before I'm praying to God, I say, God, please give me direction, what decision for I take it.
Yeah.
And yes. the offer for the pay more the job.
Yeah. This was a job out on Captiva.
Yeah,
that was
Captiva.
Offering more dollars an hour.
Yes.
And you were going back and forth. I remember visiting you, and you were praying through that decision of whether to take that new job. But people started coming to you, didn't they?
And And I'm asking to God, give me direction. And direction, like, you come into the place and talk to me, Jackie, too many people, too many friends in Shreveport, and they say, no, dear, no go, you stay, what are you thinking? I say, God, this is for you, send me, that's the answer for their prayer. And I'm very pray to God for that. Why me to be stay?
Yeah, and you said that your family isn't here in Southwest Florida, but you've told me before that so many of the residents and the employees
feel that's like my house. I don't have a family here. My family is in my country, and my family is here is my friends, my coworkers, and my residents.
Yeah.
They are lovely. And I say,
And you also mentioned that that you were able to receive from the
and I'm grateful, and I'm grateful to Shell Point for I have a job, and I'm grateful to and I'm grateful to the Henderos residents, the founder. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you for
having me. The Hurricane Fund.
For the Hurricane Fund. Yeah. And thank you so much for everything.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving and God bless you. That's my story.
Thank you so much, Olivia.
I'm sorry.
Gosh, thank you so much, Odile. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Jim. And thank you so much, Don and Andy, for everything today. This is just I had an amazing opportunity to be with you all and just be thankful for such a tough year that we've all faced. So, good morning, everyone. With all the noise, commotion, action, and work being done around us all, it is more important now than ever to take time to look back and see how God has poured out his love to all of us. For me, and I'm sure many of your lives, we've been accelerated to levels that we've probably never experienced before. Many of us are still in the action mode and haven't really taken time to feel what's been going on around us all. Well, this past year, Shell Point truly has a lot to be thankful for. The main theme of the year continues to be resilience. We wrapped up the holidays last year with a truly optimistic outlook that 2022, the calendar year, was going to be great. But unfortunately, we hit off the year with a new case and a new variant within COVID that challenged our community at large. At the same time, we faced increased costs from every angle and staff shortages that just never have seen before. But through and through, we stayed dedicated to our mission at Shell Point. That's to be dedicated to the service of God and the care of his people. This daily action continued to shine through, and this past year presented opportunity after opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. But we saw the good in people and the genuine love for others. I'm a firm believer in through the hard times, we are more united. And that is what I'm thankful for, being united. In June of this past summer, I felt the power of God's work within me. The moment came to me as I was in Sunday church service, and my 2-year-old son was sitting next to me. For the first time in his life, he was sitting there still and not making a sound. I look back at that day and hope for many more, but it doesn't happen. If that's not the message, and I don't know what is, but the true message was from the pastor that day, and it was on John chapter 15. And the verse is, "Yes, I remain the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. for apart from me, you can do nothing. At this time, I felt his power within me to silence everything around me to focus on his word. And that I did, because since then, I have a zeroed in focus of being God's child. And I can now feel his love that fills me up, and now for the first time, pours out of me and into others. I believe that he wanted to show me his love and how he showed up and how it will show up in my family, in my wife, and in my children, and all others around me. My last thankful message about the fact that I know God is great was at 4:50 a.m. on Thursday, the day following the storm. I was walking outside near the island security gatehouse. When I saw headlights approaching in the pitch black darkness, a lady rolls down her car window and asks, "Where do I report to work today?" After being stunned that someone was reporting to work nearly hours after the storm passed, I asked, "Where did you drive in from?" She says, "Lehigh." At that time, I saw the power of God's work, bringing great humans to come and serve here at Shell Point. But also, she drove a 1999 two-door BMW car from Lehigh, and I knew that the roads were clear and safe, and we were going to see help coming soon. In closing, God, I am thankful for you showing up in my life and filling me up with your love every day so I can go and spread love to others. Thank you, God.